Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
Planet Shakers, I Choose You. What a beautiful song. Very fitting, you know. It doesn't matter what happens, we will choose Christ. And right now we are speaking to Dr. Forster, who is the manager of the counseling at ABO. ABO is the Association for Biblical Counseling and Education. And if you're interested in embarking on this journey of becoming a counselor, this is the right time. So listen up. At the end, we'll leave information of how you can contact them and embark on this journey. Dr. Forster, welcome to Spectrum, and how are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Paul. I'm very fine, thank you. God is good to me. I trust you are also well.
No, I'm well. All is well. Now, Doctor, let's get into it. You are the manager, for counseling at ABO. What are your dreams at ABO? What is your vision, overall vision?
Yeah, our dream is to equip people to be able to counsel other people in a biblical way. In other words, we equip them to serve hurting people with the love of God. And our dream is that there will be biblical counselors in every province in our country. And our mission is to prepare people for the counseling ministry that has been called to by God.
Okay. But then why do you think it is important, especially during these times? You know, we have the pandemic, people are losing jobs, you know, people are getting salary cuts from work. Why do you think it's so important, especially during these times, to train biblical counselors?
Yeah, we believe that though there are physical restrictions, the Word of God can't be restricted.
Amen.
The Word of God pierces every boundary and everything that is locked. It even pierces our hearts that are sometimes locked and closed up. So we know that the pandemic is a test for our faith, and we sometimes really fall down and we suffer because of, as you mentioned, the unemployment. Many people have to face poverty, and then, of course, many people become ill or suffer the loss of a loved one, and their dreams are turning into nightmares. Everyday problems such as the breakdown of marriages, crime, abuse against women and children, etc., are still there and need to be addressed, especially by people who know God and who can do biblical counseling. So we need a network of well-trained counselors who can provide free or affordable counseling services.
But then, Doc, how important then is it to incorporate the Bible in counseling? You guys trained biblical counselors. How important is it that as much as someone is a counselor, but they incorporate the Word of God in their counseling?
Yeah, God who created us and knows us, He gave His Word for us, for our journey through life, who else than God Himself is the best counselor to ask advice from when we walk our walk. I think it's very important that we use the Bible in a correct way. Biblical counseling is necessary. We do not believe in self-help methods and approaches because then we rely on ourselves, on our own insight and our own abilities. God tells us that if we do not build on the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are building on sand. So biblical counseling is something that is not a choice. It is an obligation. they also do not believe in an approach where a person experiences an instant and complete change, a quick fix. In this life, there are suffering and troubles.
Mm.
I will believe in a realistic biblical approach that acknowledges God. He is the one who changes us initially when we are born again. And from then on, He helps us to grow and change daily and brings us to maturity. He is the primary counselor, and He uses people like us, ordinary people, as instruments in His healing hands.
Sure. Wow, that's powerful, actually. Family, if you just joined us, I'm speaking to Dr. Forster Kombrink this afternoon from ABO, and we're speaking about their counseling course that they're offering. If you are interested, listen up and make sure that you listen until the end, because he'll be leaving details on how you can enroll or how you can embark on this journey. Now, Doc, let's get into it. How does biblical counseling then help people to change? You know, how does change take place?
You know, Paul, I did some research in my life. I read books and I did some studies.
Mm.
And way back in 2002, I encountered this biblical course of ABO.
Yeah.
And I had the privilege to be exposed to the course. And I can tell you that amongst all the other stuff that I encountered, this course had a very, very powerful impact on my life. And the reason for that is when we are exposed to the Word of God on as it is, as truth.
Yeah.
The truth pierces your heart, and then the change starts to take place. The Holy Spirit uses the Word if we minister it in the correct way, and then the change is not superficial.
Wow.
Yeah, the Bible is very realistic about the brokenness of our existence and what we experience every day. Suffering and trauma expose our thinking. You know, I think, as I said, the pandemic is a wonderful opportunity in God's hands, because it exposes us. What do I think about God? What do I think about people? What do I think about illness? What do I think about myself? What is my identity? What is my purpose and my responsibility here on earth? And then change starts to take place when we choose to examine our thoughts about God and ourselves, and to test it against the standard of God's Word. And then align our thinking accordingly. And when our thinking is renewed, it renews our words and deeds. And as the gospel teaches us, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Sure. Wow. Who should enter for the ABO counseling courses? Is there a specific criteria that, you know, how people should enter for it, or who should enter?
Yeah, our counseling courses are in the first place meant for people who want change for themselves. So, yeah, you know, it is in the first place when I have an opportunity to experience how God can change me.
Yeah.
And then if the Lord touches me through this course, I experience the process of change in my own thinking and being. And then when I have understood that process in my own life, I can minister to other people.
Mm.
I will be able to help them. Well, and we also know that not all of us have the specifically the gift of encouragement.
Yeah.
But when you have received that gift, you are like a magnet, you know. You draw people towards you. People confide in you with their personal problems.
Mm.
And in everyday life, people come to you and you are able to encourage them with their problems. And so if people trust you with their life stories, and you feel, I really don't know always how to speak, how, what to do, how to help people, this course will help you to speak to people in a responsible way, to listen to them, to examine what they are saying, to understand in the light of Scripture mm-hmm. what the name of their problem really is.
Mm.
And it is usually a heart problem, not only a behavioral problem.
Yep.
So then it will help you to lead a person to change.
Hmm. Sure.
Because you've got the proper biblical method of counseling. And then, of course, there are some of us who want to do counseling full-time. And so the course will also help you to do that. A few of our counselors embark on that route.
Mm.
And, so if you can ask the following, if you can answer the following questions, Paul,
yeah.
Do you have a passion for people? Do you have a heart's desire to encourage and support them? Do you want to be equipped to help them in a biblical way? Then I will sincerely encourage you to enroll for this course.
Sure, that is that's also eye-opening. If you have a passion for people, if you have a desire to encourage and support them, and you want to be equipped to help them in a biblical way, then this course is definitely for you. Now, who are the people that usually enter for first year or for course number one?
That's very interesting. Since 1992, when ABU was founded, a variety of people from all walks of life and the diversity of careers completed our courses. And those include housewives, pensioners, teachers, psychologists, elders, pastors, social workers, and even people in prison.
Mm, wow, sure. And when does the first year course start then for 2021? Those who would like to enroll already, when are you guys starting?
Yeah, we present the course in Afrikaans and English.
Okay.
And both the courses start on Saturday, the 6th of February.
Mm-hmm.
And the Afrikaans is at 9, the English course is at 11.
Okay.
And since the lockdown started in March last year, we have been presenting the course online by means of a one-hour session every week,
okay.
which proved to be a very, very good way of communicating with the students.
Okay.
And they even can communicate with one another. And I can also add, Paul, that the duration of the course is 1 year.
Oh, okay, 1 year.
And of course, as with other courses, a study guide is provided. We use a lot of Bible study and other prescribed books.
Okay.
There are a few written assignments.
Mm.
But I must emphasize that this is not a strictly academic course, you
okay.
know.
Mm-hmm.
It is a life course. It's it's about what we already know, but it's just that we have an opportunity to get to put together in an orderly way what the Bible teaches us about counseling.
Hmm.
Okay. So, COVID-19 opened new door of online training, and it's possible now to train students across South Africa. We need not have to travel that far to be part of this wonderful experience.
Okay, awesome. So can you tell us more about the subject matter? What does the course one include? You know, what are some of the subjects that you know, people who will enroll will be learning from this?
We answer a few very interesting questions.
Okay.
The first one is, where did biblical counseling start? And for me, it was very eye-opening to see that it already started in Genesis, before the fall.
Sure.
And God was counseling Adam and Eve about who they are, who God is, what their identity is, what their purpose in life is. So we answered that question. And then also the question, how does change take place when I want to move from the bad situation that I am in, or the bad habits that I have, or the bad attitudes that I have? How do I move from that to another situation or position or attitude?
Okay.
So it's about the dynamics of change. And then, of course, we concentrate on a biblical method of counseling. How do I build a relationship with somebody? How do I understand with that specific person what the pressures in his or her life is? How the person acts? What is underlying the behavior in the heart of the person? And then how do I encourage that person, and how can I how can we put together an action plan for this change to take place? And this biblical method of counseling is applied to how do you help people who are married, who have a family, in family life, addiction, depression, stress, trauma, and suffering.
Okay. So when can people start enrolling? Can we start immediately? When can we start?
Yes, of course. People can start, can enroll now.
Okay.
And until the 1st of February.
Okay.
So they can also contact us at Abu, and can I give you some contact info? Mariki can be contacted on the telephone. Number is 084-501-1102. Can repeat it. 084-501-1102. An email can also be sent to her at mariki@abbo.org.za, mariki@abbo.org.za. And of course, I would encourage you to go directly to our webpage under the heading training. You will find an opportunity to enroll. The webpage is www.abbo.org.za.
Sure. Thank you so much, Dr. Forster, for all this information. So just to wrap it up nicely, the course, you can start enrolling now, between now and the 1st of February, if you're interested in joining the Biblical Counseling course. And they'll be starting with the studies on Saturday, the 6th of February. 9 a.m. is the Afrikaans course teaching, and from 11 a.m. is the English session. And this course is a one-year course. And if you're interested, do contact Mariki. Mariki is M-A-R-I-E-T-J-I-E on 084-501-1102. or send her an email, mariki@abbo.org.za, or do visit their website, www.abbo.org.za. I said everything correctly, right, Doc?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you so much, and we wish you all the best with this as you embark on a journey of, you know, equipping people, you know, with biblical counseling.
Thank you very much, Mpo. May the God bless you and your ministry.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Family, that was Dr. Forster Kombrink from ABU, Biblical Counseling. They are starting on the Saturday, 6th of February. If you are interested, you can start enrolling now. Do contact Mariki 084-501-1102 or send her an email, mariki@abbo.org.za, or visit www.abbo.org.za. It's a year course. They're going to equip you, you know, with biblical counseling, from counseling marriages, family, addiction, depression, stress, trauma, and suffering. So if you're interested, family, I encourage you to embark on this journey. There's so much happening. What we can do now is, in the meantime, as we're waiting on God to do things for us, but also let us, you know, try things, you know. This is very a nice course to enroll and study, actually. So I encourage you to do it. Yeah, if you can, why not? Here is Jeremy Kemp with Storm, and it will be taking us to the 5 o'clock news.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to. Someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.